Well, I see people doing this back and forth. Sometimes I see guys meeting, and this has been humor on television, but I've seen guys do this in the flesh. Hey, you're the man. Mm. No, you're the man. And they go back and forth like this, and what are we doing? We're stroking each other.
Yes.
And why are we doing that? See, now, if I say to a guy, you know, you're the man, now, what am I really saying? I'm the hot dog man. I recognize you as you're something really special. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, if that guy's smart, then he's going to try to do it back to me. That's going to elevate, you know, and for a little bit of time, we're enjoying some kind of fantasy that probably neither one of us deserve.
Yeah.
You've seen guys do that, haven't you?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you being a woman wouldn't totally understand that.
Yes, women don't understand. Yeah, they don't understand.
Well, now
that.
I got some examples about women.
It's a man thing. It's
yeah. Oh, that's a lovely dress. Oh, I love your hair.
Yes.
And what are you supposed to say? Oh, I like your diamond. You know. Oh, I just love your shoes.
Yes, we do. Well, we can't possibly talk about everybody that has been favored by God, Darren, here in the Old Testament. But we're going to pick out a few. Joseph was so favored when he was in a dungeon for 13 years, and God brought him out in one day and became second in command. What favor from God.
Now, I would call that an accelerated promotion.
Oh, we sure do.
He went from the pit to number two.
Also, there's a little girl, and her name is Ruth, and she is a Moabitess. She is a foreigner, a stranger in Israel, and her mother-in-law Naomi comes back to her own land after her husband and her two sons die, and they are befriended by a wealthy distant relative of Naomi called Boaz. And here in Ruth 2 verse 13, and it's right after Judges. If you're going along in your Bible with us, it's right after Judges, Joshua, Judges, and then Ruth. And in Ruth,
thank you, Barbara. You saw me having a difficult time finding Ruth. That little book is somehow got buried in my Bible, and I forgot where it was.
Well, we're going to start in Ruth 2 at 10. And I'm so glad this book is called Ruth. It's such a delight. And it says, then she fell on, she has just met Boaz, this rich, wealthy landowner. And she's been gleaning some wheat from the corners for her and her mother-in-law to eat at night. And she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, why have I found favor in your sight that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? Oh, this is such a beautiful story. And Boaz answered and said to her, all that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me, and how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth. This is a Boaz that are friends. We have Boazes here on this earth that are watching our listeners and our friends and their actions and their love toward God. Darren, just like this Boaz eventually married her but gave her everything that she needed, we have Boazes on earth that are watching our friends and our listeners, and one day they're going to give them some of the things that they desire, as Boaz did Ruth here.
Well, now, Ruth, you might say, is bankrupt.
I mean, she doesn't have any resources. She has nothing. She has to go get grain every day to eat.
She doesn't have a portfolio, we could say it that way. And yet God is watching her. But see, she has a portfolio in the Lord.
She does.
Now, folks, I'm telling you, I'm going to challenge you to do this. And in sales, it's called the Ben Franklin balance sheet. But take a yellow pad. Doesn't have to be yellow. Could be white. Could be blue. But take a pad and draw a line down the middle and put your assets on one side and your liabilities on the other. Now, sometimes we call that a balance sheet, or you're going to state your net worth or whatever. Put over here with your assets, include God and what he can do for you.
Oh, that's so good, Darren.
And you
that
see,
is so good.
Ruth really had a portfolio, as we'd say in modern terms, that included the Lord God's blessing and his abundant favor and his faithfulness. And he was taking care of this little Moabitess in great, great ways. And if you read the story, I mean, you want a charming story to read. If you're in the pit and you think you have no resources, get out the book of Ruth and read it.
That's right. And we're going to go into Esther here in a little while, too, because the word favor comes, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times in Esther, the word favor. And we want to talk to you so much about favor, because you need favor in your life, and favor comes from loving and trusting God. But here, Darren, this Boaz, he's an interesting character, because who was his mother? His mother was Rahab. And Rahab had asked the two spies that came into Jericho. She said, please remember me and my family.
And she had a noble lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, she did. Tell us who she was.
She was a prostitute.
Now,
yeah. Folks, I think you need to take what Barbara's bringing up here very, very important. Maybe you came out of a family tree or a background that just wasn't sterling, you know, silver.
Yes.
Maybe there are a few blemishes there.
That's right.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't count God out of the picture. I mean,
right.
God can come along and he can remove all the curses and all the blemishes. And you can be the first Jones in your family tree to rise up and go with God.
Yes.
Go first class.
Like, who else was mentioned in the city of Jericho? Who else? A prostitute in this huge city. I mean, the walls were thick in this huge city. Who was known? Rahab the prostitute. So Rahab, she is saved by the grace of God, by the favor of God, and also the Israelites. They remembered.
And all of her family.
Who did she marry? She married an Israelite. Here was this woman from Jericho. She married an Israelite, and they became rich landowners. Solomon and Rahab then had Boaz. So Boaz probably knew the story about his mom being a prostitute. And so he was very gracious towards this foreigner, this little lady that came in. Besides, she was beautiful. But finish here this scripture? I mean, he says, all that you have done for your mother-in-law after the death of your husband has been fully reported to me, and how you left your father and your mother and the land of your birth and came to a people that you did not previously know. May the Lord reward your work and your wages be full from the Lord, that God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge. This is a favor. The God whose wings you have come to seek refuge. Then she said, I have found favor, 2580, in your sight, my Lord, for you have comforted me and indeed have spoken kindly to your maidservant, though I am not like one of your maidservants.
Okay,
oh,
a while ago,
God.
Just a little bit ago, you touched on the concept that, and I thank Mike Murdoch for this, but Dr. Mike teaches that there is someone observing your life that could abundantly bless you and possibly become a Boaz in your life. I believe they're looking at you not to say how much money you have, not to see which country club you belong to, but to see your personal characteristics and your values.
Yes.
They're watching you to see, number one, are you diligent? Are you honest? Are you on time? Do you have integrity?
Integrity.
They're checking you out.
Yes, faithfulness.
They're just checking you out, and they're watching you because they have the resources that, should they release them into your life, they could bless your socks off. Mm. And they could bless you in ways that you couldn't. Like, I quote another one of Dr. Mike Murdoch's sayings, is a day of favor is like 1,000 days of labor.
Yes.
I mean, in one day, you could be accelerated into wealth that you didn't earn.
Oh, I know.
And because a Boaz has been watching you and say, you know, in fact, a man said to us, in fact, he was a sponsor on a radio show when we first started out several years ago. He said, Darren needs a break, and I'm going to pay his radio time, and he paid it for two straight years.
Yes.
Thank you.
Favor.
Thank you, Brother Gary.
Favor.
But, you know, God has these people walking around on the face of the earth that has more resources than you have. And
yes.
They have contacts that you don't have.
That's right.
And they could change your life in a snap of a finger or in a phone call or overnight.
Yes. Well, we want to say here that Ruth then became the great-grandmother of King David and down the line to Jesus the Messiah.
Boy,
what favor.
She got into a good family, didn't she?
What favor she had, yes. And we're going to go on here, go into 1 Samuel, talking about 1 Samuel, how Samuel in 1 Samuel 2:26 had 2896 favor. This is in the Strong's. Tob, he had 2896 to make good. Oh, we're going to leave you for a moment.
We'll be right back on side two, but folks, I'll tell you, we love this teaching on favor.